Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning. By the way, Karen and I are broadcasting live today from the shores of the Gulf of Mexico down in North Reddington Beach. I came down here to work on my ice fishing techniques, my jigging techniques, but so far the only ice I found has been in my drink, so I think I'll have to do some open water fishing. All kidding aside, we're down here taking a break before we get into the holiday season. Thank you all for listening. I hope everybody out there had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you ate just a little too much and just got together with family and gave some thanks and just enjoyed the time off and maybe got outdoors and did something. We're going to cover a lot of ground today. We have a short show because of the Ohio State-Michigan game, so we'll only be on an hour, but we're going to talk waterfall. We're going to talk boat ramps closing, getting ready for ice fishing. We're going to talk to some park events that are going on. We're going to talk about some stuff up in Estes and some fly fishing, and we're going to talk some shooting sports. So we got a lot to get to, so let's go right to the phones. And joining us still back in Colorado is Brad Peterson from Brad Peterson Outdoors. Morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry. I'm on the shoreline of a duck pond this morning, not quite as warm and tropic as your location.
Speaking of being on the shore of a duck, I know we're going to talk waterfall first, but on the shore of a pond, we had a little more warm weather again down in the Front Range of Colorado, and then in the next few days it's going to cool off again. Was there skim ice on the edge of those ponds?
You know, this pond I've got an ice heater running on, and it's keeping it open, but in the areas that doesn't have a current flow, there's about a half to an inch of ice, you know, that's still hanging on right here. So a lot of the ponds just kind of in that whole North Front Range area are either skimming over or have a little bit of ice and I think one more good cold front and you might start seeing some ice that you could think about going out for some ice fishing.
Well, we'll talk about that a little later in the segment, but right now, since you're in a duck blind, we're up against the split. Is that right? Tell us what's going on in the waterfall world.
Yeah, if you're hunting the Northeast region, tomorrow is the closing day for the first season and for ducks, and that will stay closed until December 18th. But the goose will be open, and the Southeast portion of the state region is open for ducks throughout this closed period. So if you want to hunt waterfowl, there still are some opportunities. There definitely has been a push of birds in the last week. So I think with a little bit of a break, those birds are going to kind of get settled in, and it should make for a real good opener. The one thing that CPW is really putting an emphasis on for waterfowl hunters right now is there has been some cases of the avian flu showing up in some of the waterfowl around. So if you are seeing any birds that look a little sickly or dead birds in the area, don't touch them and make sure to report them to Parks and Wildlife so that they can kind of make sure to keep a good handle on what's going on.
Yeah, I've read that press release. That's a great thing to bring up. One comment I want to make, and you can correct me, but I think you won't because I got the information from you. And first of all, and that's that goose hunting has been just phenomenal and should stay phenomenal. And then we had the district wildlife manager from down in the southeast where ducks and geese are both open. And he told me that the movement of birds into that, you know, area around John Martin Reservoir and those reservoirs and the Arkansas River in that area has been phenomenal for birds this year, including a huge number of snow geese that are down there. So you're right. There are a number of opportunities that will be available even when this first split closes.
Yeah, that's true. What we've had is, like you said, some of our early are gadwall widgeon and moved down to the southeast part of the state for ducks down there. So while the closure's up in the northeast, the southeast is going to have good opportunity. And then the Canada geese, like always, have been here thick. But, man, the number of snow geese we're seeing throughout the entire state, these are numbers like we normally only see during the springtime. And there are guys getting out on just some phenomenal snow goose hunts. So if you're wanting to do that, it may be an opportunity to really capitalize on you know, we might see snow geese like this once out of every 10 years in the fall.
Well, you know, another great thing to bring up is we need to thin out the population of snow geese. There's so many that they're actually starting to be detrimental to the habitat. And because of the numbers, they tend to spread disease a little more. And there's extremely liberal limits on the snow geese. So there's nothing wrong without harvesting a bunch of those snow geese, right?
Yeah. It actually has a very beneficial biological effect. They need to reduce the population size on those snow geese. So, you know, get out there and enjoy it. It's different than the hunting the Canadian geese. But the snow geese, because they come in such big flocks, and when they work in, you know, it's not uncommon to have groups of 200 to 2,000 birds working into your decoys. And it's just a different experience and something that anyone who enjoys our duck and regular goose hunting, it's just a little bit different and worth going out and experiencing for sure.
Do you set up decoys or call differently for the snow or the white geese, or do you just kind of let them come in as you're hunting the Canadas?
You know, a lot of people will do a mixture of both. If you're closer to the north, you know, the front range here, what people will do is they'll mix a few snow geese in with decoys in with their Canadian spread. But if you get out further east from about Wiggins out, you can do just a pure snow goose spread, and you'll have the Canada goose come in just as much as the snow goose will to the white spread. The one thing about the snow goose spread is a lot of times there are a lot bigger spreads. You know, 1,000 plus decoys is not uncommon because they do really flock up and you really want to draw their attention. So if you don't have a lot of decoys, there are people that are doing guide trips out there, which is a way to experience it, or get a bunch of buddies together. Rags aren't too expensive. They work good on snow geese, and you can, you know, every person contribute 100 or 200 decoys to the spread and get a big enough spread to really be effective pretty quick.
Do you call differently to snow geese?
Yeah, you're going to use a snow goose call. It's a little bit louder, higher pitch call. And the big key is to make a lot of noise. When they're on the ground, they're a very vocal bird. So you really want to imitate that. So using a snow goose call is going to be what you're going to want to target. And there's a lot of great instructional videos online that will show you how to utilize one of those calls.
All right, let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk some open and then looking forward to some ice fishing. Open water, a lot of the boat ramps are going to close here in just a few days. A lot of them are closing the end of November. Are the lakes that you look at still fishable from a boat?
You know, Boyd is, and Chatfield, Cherry Creek, they all are fishable from a boat, but they all are going to close the last day of November. So you only have a few days left to get out there. The Northeast lakes, they're kind of iced up or so low that you can't even launch a boat out there right now. So I would stick to kind of those main bodies of water. I'm not sure about Larimer County. They kind of have a different setup for boat inspections. So the best thing, if you're thinking you want to get out to Horseshoe or Carter, is to contact them to figure out when their inspection hours are and when the boat ramps are open.
But and their boat ramps, you know, may be open just a little longer than the state park ones. I was lax in not checking, but just go to LarimerCounty.org and you can find that information online.
Yeah, and to get out and do a little open water fishing, the water temps are in the low 40s, so the fish aren't going to be quite as aggressive. You just need to be a little bit more, either using a reactionary bite pattern like a jig and wrap or a spoon or a blade bait if you're targeting walleyes. If you're targeting largemouth, you know, a little bit slower, like a finesse type rig works well at this time. But they've stocked a lot of trout in these bodies of water. So if you want to go out and catch some stocker trout, trolling crankbaits, trolling little spinners, keep it up shallow in the water column, and you can catch a lot of those stockers right now.
Almost as many as you want. Have a good time out there. If there isn't skim ice in your way, you can actually be do really well from shore for these trout right now too. Not only the stock trout, which they put in, which are plentiful, but then there's holdover trout, especially in the bigger waters, and you can get some awfully nice trout, some good sized ones. The problem will be from shore is there going to be ice in your way, Brad, I think.
Yeah, and one of the big things to avoid that is keep an eye on what's going on. It's going to be your nighttime temperatures, but also your wind. If you get a good day where the wind blows and it's blowing overnight, that's going to keep that ice from forming. So you're going to have a lot more open water along the shore that you can get access to. So those are the two things to really pay attention to. If you get a cold, calm night, I probably wouldn't go out that morning to try to get out there. And afternoons, you're going to have a better opportunity in the afternoons once the days have warmed up to where you have a lot less of the skim ice out there. And the fish are biting just as good all day long.
Oh, this is, if you are a shore angler and you just want to catch some fish, you can go check the stocking report. In fact, go to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, and we put the fishing report up there on Facebook. Scroll down to where the fishing report is. If you click on that, the stocking report is included in there. You can click to it. Find lakes that have been just recently stocked, and you'll have trouble not catching fish from shore as long as the ice isn't in your way. Let's take the ice a little further out, though. Even though it's going to be a while before you have front range ice, we are seeing some opportunities in the mountains, and people are doing well. What are you hearing there?
Yeah, I'm hearing that from the Larimer Lakes up there in Wyoming, up there by Laramie and that area, they all have good 6 to 8 inches of ice on them. The North Park Lakes all are kind of in that 6 to 8 inch range again. You've got about 6 inches there on the Snake River Inlet down at Dillon. Georgetown has some good ice. And I have not talked to anyone, but I would think that red feathers, with everything else frozen the way it is, red feathers should be either have, you know, right there at that 3 to 4 inches or have it here real soon.
I was up at Red Feathers about a week and a half ago, and I couldn't drive into Bel Air, and I didn't feel like walking in. I know that's your favorite is Bel Air, but the other three that I could see from the road or walk too closely all had cap ice. Now, I didn't go on it, but they were totally capped, so I'm sure there's people ice fishing those. But be careful this time of the year. Never assume the ice is good. Take a spud bar and check it. You know, another sleeper that I think they've stocked pretty good because they're trying to bring it back after the work might be North Michigan Reservoir, which is one you and I like that might be available. And then some of those other lakes up in the Cameron Pass area should be good to go, too.
Yeah, I would think that all those Cameron Pass lakes should have plenty of ice and hopefully not too much snow to get in. But yeah, that North Michigan, they're going to put a lot of fish in there. And so it may not have some of the bigger trout, relatively speaking, as it's had in the past. But there definitely is going to be a lot of catchable trout in there. And it's just a fun little lake. It's kind of tucked away, so it doesn't get the wind as bad as the Red Feather area and doesn't get nearly as much pressure. And it's just a fun one to go to. So we are just right there at the edge of the beginning of ice season coming.
All right, my friend, we have to run, but tell people how they get a hold of you if they want to book a trip.
Yeah, if you want to book a trip, you can look me up on Facebook at Brad Peterson Outdoors. Or give me a call at 303-829-3998. And pay attention because I'll be posting some stuff on Facebook coming up about some ice fishing clinics and other stuff like that coming up in December.
All right. We will talk to you. We'll see you soon, Brad. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Brad Peterson. We're going to take a quick timeout. We come back. We're going to take you to Bar Lake, where there is so much going on, we can't even talk about it all. I'm Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.